Recycling has been a mainstream program for decades, but in D.C., it isn't exactly thriving.
While we've made some progress, it's been marginal.
D.C. Councilmember Mary Che is the chair of the Committee on Transportation and the Environment.
It's below the national average. It's below our partners in the region.
D.C.'s waste diversion rate, which is the amount of waste diverted from the landfill by recycling or other efforts, hovers around 23%. Its goal is to bring that rate up to 80% by 2032. Everything you toss in the blue bin eventually ends up at a materials recovery facility. This is where items are sorted, baled, and sold. Or should I say some items are baled and sold.
You know, maybe even a fifth of what we do recycle can't even be used anyway, because much of it is contaminated.
Contaminated by dirty peanut butter jars or leaky Coke cans that get on newspaper and cardboard. Or by products that don't belong in the bin in the first place, which is a problem across the region, including in Montgomery County.
One thing that breaks our hearts is that so many people put so much material into the recycling bin that isn't recyclable.
Adam Ortiz is the director of Montgomery County's Department of Environmental Protection, which is working to bring its waste diversion rate up to 70% from 62%.
And then it goes through the recycling plant, and then we end up just sending it to the incinerator.
Like plastic bags, which are a huge issue at recycling sorting centers because they often get tangled in the machinery and cause it to break down.
Not just Montgomery County, but in the region, we're expecting 2020 or 2030 results on a 1990s recycling model. So we all have to up our game a little bit.
Rachel Nania, WTOP News.